commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Why is she free? Last week, a judge allowed Ashley Bauman to be released from jail while awaiting sentencing. She's already been convicted, found guilty last month of killing two of her friends in a drunk driving crash. They were passengers in her car. She could get up to 25 years when she's sentenced in August. There is no good reason why she should be allowed to post $10,000 cash as bail money and be free while awaiting her sentencing hearing. Now, it's not unheard of for nonviolent offenders to be allowed freedom before sentencing. Sometimes they've spent enough time behind bars that they're going to get credit for time served, so they may not get additional jail time. Allowing them to bond out makes sense. Other times, people who've been convicted of white-collar crimes are allowed to post bond to get their lives in order before being incarcerated. But Bauman's case is different. Her defense was built around a lie. She claimed at trial that her friend, the one surviving passenger of that violent wreck, was the actual driver. The evidence showed that that's simply not true. The jury saw through it and returned the correct verdict. This is an unremorseful, devious convict who is facing a long-term jail sentence. Under what judicial theory does she deserve temporary freedom? And under what morality is she entitled to a 2-month reprieve after taking two lives? Ashley Bauman should be in jail before her sentencing hearing, and she should stay there for a long time after.